Sabrina Carpenter and Tears. So I've got an incredible story for you now, and it comes via Rory Gibbs, who is one of Britain's top rowers. He's an Olympic gold medalist and world champion. And his journey to Paris 2024 was marked by back-to-back world titles. But I guess it's worth saying that it wasn't all smooth sailing. After Tokyo 2020, Rory faced a battle with anxiety that really nearly derailed his career. But he was coached by a counsellor called Ben Tams. We'll be hearing from him in a few minutes. But first, I did catch up with Rory to find out a little bit more about his story, you know, getting into rowing, and of course, some of the struggles that came with it.
So I played rugby and athletics until I was 18 years old. It was from an eye injury where I was off contact sport, so I gave rowing a go, and sort of one thing led to the next.
I mean, it was a really kind of quick road to success. What was it like achieving, you know, those early medals?
Yeah, I mean, rowing is a sport you can pick up later in the day. I'd, you know, built a big sort of aerobic base from other sports, but I studied at Oxford Brookes University, which is a very successful boat club program there. We were successful at university. I was then fairly successful in the national team at a young age. British rowing is just a very strong nation in rowing. And so tasting gold obviously felt pretty good, and we were able to sort of hold on to that through the years. Didn't work out quite so well in Tokyo. We came fourth there, but then managed to right our wrongs in Paris with the gold.
I want to take you actually to Tokyo 2020, because once you get back, you started to experience something. What happened?
You know, with Tokyo, it was a new experience for everyone. Well, one, it was my first Olympic Games, but also we had COVID-19. So the Games was delayed a year. There was a lot of stress put on my shoulders that I hadn't anticipated. A lot of things were out of my control. And because of COVID and a few other bits and bobs, I won't bore you with the details, but essentially I contracted tonsillitis. I caught that about 3 or 4 times in a month. I was advised to get them removed because there's a high likelihood that you would catch them at the games later on. So I got them removed, and it was a bit of a complication. And so off the back of that, I ended up developing a bit of health anxiety in sort of the months leading up to Tokyo. So I had a lot of sort of sensations, physical sensations. I was doubting myself and almost sort of self-sabotaging my Olympic aspirations. So it was a pretty dark, tough time for me. I didn't really have the communicational skills or the knowledge how to combat it. And so whilst I was proud of the way I raced in Tokyo, I don't think I raced or I trained to my best capabilities in the months leading up to that. And so once I got back from Tokyo, I made it my mission to understand what was going on and actually sort of really sort of strengthen and sort myself out. So I'm a big believer in if you break your leg, you go see a doctor, you know, you'll get put in a cast and you'll have physio. The same goes with the mental side of things. If you've got a bit of anxiety, you can go see a therapist, get a bit of that mental physiotherapy and sort of build you back stronger than ever. So once I got back from Tokyo, I found Ben. I was living in Oxford at the time. And effectively what he taught me was just so much about my body and why it was reacting the way that it was, and that actually I was normal and it was just completely biological, and that put me at rest. And then his processes as well really allowed me to sort of reframe my mindset and I guess sort of just naturally overcome that sort of health anxiety and fear. So, yeah.
So many people will not have that experience of, you know, being at the top of your game, of course, in this world of rowing, but they will relate to the feelings of anxiety that you describe. I wonder if you can give them any tips or anything that really helped you to move on. I know you worked with Ben, and we're going to be hearing from him shortly. But what bit of advice would you give to anyone who's experiencing this themselves?
You know, with anything, and obviously, you know, the Olympics and rowing was my journey. But in life and anything now, I'm in the city, there's always going to be a degree of stress. And stress is normal, and it's part of the day job. And it means you're striving towards something, you know, meaningful. But it's how you manage that stress and then knowing the difference as to when it stems into anxiety or something a little bit beyond that. And so my biggest takeaway and learning is having the confidence to communicate. Don't bottle up, keep it to yourself. Seek support, like I said, seek out Ben or someone who can give you a bit of guidance and then really buy into that and give it your full attention and effort. you know, there were times where you might not think there's light at the end of the tunnel, but there 100% is. You can make a full recovery. You can completely unearth what's going on and sort of sort yourself out. But for me, it was making sure my environment was in the best way it could be to sort of reduce stress or alleviate some stress, and then communicating and seeking out support. That's what really made the biggest difference for me.
I want to thank you for giving us your time today, and what a great message on World Mental Health Day to share. Thank you so much for dropping in.
That's my pleasure. And if anyone wanted to DM me and they had any concerns themselves, then they're more than welcome to reach out on Instagram. But thank you for having me on.
Look him up, Rory Gibbs there. Of course, one of Britain's top rowers, has the Olympic gold medal to his name. These days, though, doing another job, but certainly still supporting those young athletes. And he did mention, didn't he, that he was helped by as qualified counsellor Ben Tams. We're going to be hearing from him next. Monkeys and I'm a Believer. So we've been talking about anxiety on the show today, particularly because it's World Mental Health Day. And we've just heard from Rory Gibbs, who's one of Britain's top rowers, gold medalist, who've been talking about how anxiety affected him. And one of the things that he did was to enlist Ben Tams. Now, he's a qualified counsellor who's coached over 300 people in Oxford and beyond. And he's launched a new community group for those people who understand what Rory has been through to help them overcome anxiety. So I asked him to tell me a little bit more about what happens to somebody who's experiencing this.
Anxiety is when we experience the sensation as if we have fear. It can be activated by a period of stress or some kind of life event in the past. But it is when that sensation is still continuing. So our mind and bodies are behaving as if we have the sensation of fear, even though logically we know we're safe.
You've been through this yourself, Ben, haven't you? What did it feel like for you?
That's right. I experienced anxiety for many years, and basically it prevented me from going about my life in a normal way because my mind was risk assessing situations when it didn't need to. And the body was responding, as I say, as if I had the sensation of fear when it was not required. So it was generating all those symptoms that seem horrible to have, like increased adrenaline, change of blood flow.
Can you put us in a practical scenario where this affected you in everyday life?
A practical scenario might have been where I would be going to a work event. And because the work event was important to me, and because I had the sensation of fear, the mind would be imagining the worst case scenario. And experiencing anxiety, it's very easy to believe the worst case scenarios that we have played out in the mind. So then we perceive more danger from them and we get more fear, and it's a bit of a vicious circle.
We've been hearing from Rory about how you helped him when he was at the top of his career as a rower. What kinds of things did you do with him to help to get over that anxiety he was feeling?
As with all clients who've experienced anxiety and are working to try and alleviate it, it really worked to engage with life as it is, with your knowledge that you're okay and that you're safe, and to really bring in more focus about what's happening. It's worth knowing that those anxious sort of worst case what if thoughts actually mean that you want the opposite. So it comes out about health, meaning you want to be healthy, or social anxiety, meaning you want to be social. It's worth understanding this rather than focusing on the thoughts themselves. And then the thoughts won't get so much of your attention, and you can start to flood the mind with focus on what you want, for example, as opposed to generating more fear by focusing on the thoughts. And in Rory's case, it was really about focusing on his aims and his purpose. And not just in the long term, but in the daily cycle of life. So it really works to plot out what's happening tomorrow, get your focus on it, and that trains your mind that you're in a safe environment.
Well, we're talking today because you're setting up this community group and offering some free coaching. What's happening?
With a couple of former clients, I've set up karmamind.online, as in K-A-R-M-A. There's a pun in there somewhere. To create local community groups. And I'll be running one of them in Oxford with Eugenia, a former client who's now working with Oxfordshire Mind. And we're setting up two groups, actually. One is in Charlbury Community Centre on Tuesday nights, and one is in Oxford Friends Meeting House, 5:30 p.m. on Saturdays, even tomorrow. So to celebrate World Mental Health Day, which is today, of course, we want to make the programme of coaching more reachable to everybody, and we're offering a month of free membership to the programme.
Finally, just tell us where we can find more details.
So by all means, go ahead to karmamind.online and you can register your interest or click on the Oxford or the Charlbury group and pop along to see us, and look forward to helping all I can.
That's qualified counsellor Ben Tams there. Now, if you're not in that area and you're...